some glad morning when this life is over. I'll fly away with you in that land on God's celestial shore. Oh, I'll fly away, oh glory, I'll fly away, oh, where I die, hallelujah, by and oh, I'll fly away, oh, when the shadows of this life have grown, oh Lord, I'll fly away. Oh, will you fly with me like a bird from prison bars of snow? Oh, I'll fly. Oh, I will fly away. I'll fly away. Way, oh, glory. Oh, I'll fly away. Oh, will you fly with me before I die? Hallelujah, by and by, I'll fly away. Oh, just a few more weary days, and then, oh, I'll fly away. Oh, to a land where joy shall never end. Oh, I'll fly. Oh, I will fly away. I'll fly away. Oh, I'll fly away. Will you fly away? All right, I hallelujah, by and oh Lord, I'll fly. Oh, I will fly away. I'll fly away. Oh, I'll fly away. Oh, I die. Hallelujah, by and by. Oh, I'll fly away. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. How many believe they've got the power tonight? Amen. Let's sing the song. We've got the power. Amen. Amen.
Power in the name of Jesus. Oh, we've got the power. Oh, in the name of the Lord, oh, those Satan reign, oh, we cannot be defeated, oh, we've got the power, oh, in the name of the Lord, oh, give me your hand, oh, you give me your hand. Agree together, oh, let all of our enemy, oh, crumble at our feet, oh, for whatever we bind on earth, oh, shall be bound in heaven. Oh, at the name of Jesus, at the name of Jesus, Satan has to flee. Oh, we've got the power, we've got the power. Oh, in the name of Jesus, oh, we've got the power. Oh, we've got the Holy Ghost in the name of the Lord. Oh, though Satan, oh, though he rages, we cannot be defeated, oh, we've got the power, oh, in the name of the Lord, oh, for many years.
Satan tried to stop us. Oh, by the church of Jesus. Oh, we marching onward, oh, winning every battle, oh, with the Lord by your side. Oh, we've got the power, we've got the power, oh, in the name of Jesus, oh, we've got the power, oh, in the name of the Lord. Oh, don't say it and rage. Although he rages, though he rages, we cannot be defeated. Oh, we've got the power. Oh, in the name of the Lord. Oh, we've got the power. We've got the power. Oh, in the name of Jesus. Oh, we've got the power. Oh, we've got the power in the name of the Lord. Oh, don't say it. Oh, though he rages, we cannot be defeated. Oh, we've got the power in the name of the Lord. Amen. It's right when he goes. Oh, if my heart is poor, I will hear him tonight. Oh, if my heart is poor, when he calls me, I'll be somewhere listening for my name. Oh, I'll be somewhere listening.
Oh, where?
precious name. How is somewhere? Oh, yes, man, I'll be somewhere. Yes, man, I'll be. Oh, Lord, yes, man, oh, my
head. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus, we are waiting for that day. We are waiting for that day, Lord. We know our names are written, Lord. We know they are written, Lord Jesus, by the blood of Jesus Christ. And we will surely hear the name, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. We bless you tonight, Lord. We give you the glory. We honor you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, the Lord. Our names are written.
Father, we are thankful
by the indelible ink, the blood of Jesus Christ.
Father, Lord Savior, to bring us here, Lord Savior.
Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. We give you the glory, Lord.
That we can praise thee, Lord.
We honor you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, yes. We bless you, Lord Jesus, tonight.
Let me lift ourselves up.
Give you the glory, Lord. Hallelujah.
Listening for our name.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Shepherd us, Lord, even from this night.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord God.
And do pass our way.
Oh, yes, Lord Jesus.
Through the ministry of the word.
Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord
God. Taken us to that place.
Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you tonight. Lord, yes, we believe in the name of Jesus Christ that our names are written there. And that day, Lord, you will call, Father, we will respond. That here we are, Lord. Father, we thank you for the grace you've given to us once again tonight to be in your presence, Lord. To your throne of mercy, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we thank you that you left your glory, oh, to come and bring all to us, Lord, the riches and treasures that has been laid, oh God, for us for the walk on this earth, Lord. Oh, the message of the hour. Oh, Lord, we bless your name and thank you, oh God, that, Lord, you have made us, Lord, oh, to receive this message of grace, message of life, Lord. Father, tonight, as even we sit at your feet, O Lord Jesus, oh, our prayer, the Lord, your visitation tonight will have a great impact upon us. Through your word, O Lord Jesus, meet each and everyone according to that riches of your glory, Lord. And even, Lord Jesus, tonight, as we surrender with broken spirit and a contrite heart, Lord, Father, let it be a sacrifice accepted. And the Lord Jesus, even if we have done anything wrong, Lord, oh, your grace, Lord, we will receive pardon, oh God, from you. And the Lord Jesus, nothing will be a hindrance tonight. Oh, for your word of life, oh God, to penetrate to us. And even, Lord Jesus, we want to bear the fruits of the Spirit of the word, oh God. So, Lord Jesus, grant us, oh, the heart, Lord, the fertile ground, Lord, whereby this word of seed, oh Lord, this seed of the word of God will find a place and grow and bear fruit to the glory of your name. We thank you once again in the blessed name of our Lord Jesus Christ as we turn to the reading of your word, oh God. Bless it, Lord Jesus. Holy Spirit, speak to us tonight. In Jesus' name we pray with our thanksgiving. Amen. Amen. God richly bless you for coming. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. We thank the Lord. No matter how the weather out there is, nothing is going to stop us from coming to worship our God. Amen. Amen. As we are still standing, let us just take our Bible and let's turn to the reading of the word. We have two scriptures here. They may look very short, but the prophet said, on every word hangs all the true believers' final destination. Amen. We first read from Revelation 21. Revelation 20, verse 1. Let's hear the word of God. And I saw an angel came down from heaven, having the key of the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hands. Amen. Amen. The second reading is John 10, 7 to 9. John 10, 7 to 9. John 10, 7 to 9. Let's hear from the Lord again. Then said Jesus unto them again, verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. Amen. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. Oh, praise God. It's a message that was preached by the prophet. He titled it, The Key to the Door. The Key to the Door. Yes, Lord Jesus, we've read your word, God. As Lord, we sit at your feet. Now, Holy Spirit, we surrender. Let your word now come with all blessing, Lord. We receive them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Shall we be seated? Oh, praise God. Tonight we have two visitors with us here tonight. Praise God. This afternoon, my telephone just buzzed, and I saw that it was a number that it's quite a strange number, but I responded, God bless you. And I heard a voice. And the voice is really, it has an accent of Italian. Amen. And she introduced herself. She said she's called Valentina. And it was an Italian name also, very common Italian name. So she told me that they were in town, and he's with her brother Goran, who is a believer in Croatia. And as they came to town about a week ago, they've been looking for the Mercy Church. So he went on the net, and he actually found that there is a Mercy Church there. So they just picked on one of the numbers and called, and it was my number. And so I arranged with them that, okay, I'll be coming to Dublin this afternoon, so we could meet around 5 o'clock. And if they would like to, because tonight also is what, a service day, and so if they would like to come along, they said, oh, yes. So we arranged, we met at the Lido in the center, and here they are. Can you stand so that we welcome you? God bless you. So that's Valentina and Brother Goran from Croatia. Right. So you are welcome, brother, and you are welcome, sister. It's the fellowship you are looking for. So you are a member of the family. Praise the Lord. So we are here tonight to eat the spiritual food from the Lord. Amen. So now let's go back to what the prophet had for us tonight. Reading from the message book, The Good Shepherd of the Sheep, preaching Phoenix, paragraph E5. He said, I don't believe there is any greater thing that we could talk about tonight than will be the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Is there anything greater than that? No. Oh, praise the Lord. He said, he is the greatest person that we could talk about. Amen. Amen. So we are thankful that we have him here tonight. And he has his own word here for us. He said, I just love to talk and brag about him. Amen. How many do that? To brag about him. Amen. To feel proud about the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Because he's worthy of all things that anyone could say. I've never found any voice yet. Or any thinking, any word that could ever express my gratitude to him for all that he has done for me and for others. Is there any word that can express our gratitude to him for all that he has done for us, brethren? Amen. The prophet said, I search and I can't find any thinking, anything, any word, any voice, praise the Lord, to express my gratitude to him, the greatest name of all names. And tonight he said, is there anything greater than to talk about him? He's the only one, he said. He said, no man can be saved only through Jesus Christ. Not through any church or any organization or any bishop, pope, but through Jesus Christ. He is the only one and has the key, amen, to every door. Hallelujah. He has the key to every door. And so he said, I am the key to the door. And then he says, I am the door. I am the way. I am the truth. I am the light. I am the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Oh, hallelujah. He said, I am the Father. I am the Son. I am the Holy Ghost. And he said, it is not I am, I was. No, sir. It's not I was or will be. But he said, I am that I am. Amen. I am that I am. Not I was or will be. That means he is the living presence of eternity. Amen. Oh Lord, we thank you for tonight. And then, talking about key. We all know the purpose for a key. Praise the Lord. Key is a very important thing. It opens what? A closed door. And it can shut something in. Praise the Lord. Oh, you see? So, what does it mean? It can loosen. And it can what? It can do what? It can close. Amen. So if there is something that is what we don't need, we can put it into something and shut it and close it with a key. Amen. So that it doesn't what? It doesn't come out again. We bind it in the name of Jesus Christ. That's why we bind things, because he is the key. Praise the Lord. And then if we need something that the enemy has what? Has closed. That is behind the door. He is the key to open for those things, those blessings to come upon us. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, he is the key to the door. So he said, the purpose of a key is to unlock something. Something that has been locked up, we unlocked them. Amen. Or is something that should be locked up. Amen. If there are things that we need to lock up, let's lock them up. Close them, lock them up. That they will never come out again. Bind them in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, yes, sir. Then the prophet said, there are many different kinds of keys. A key to what? A storehouse, a key to your own house, a key to what? Automobile, before you come in here, you had to put a key into your car before it could what? It could start and bring you here. Key is a really important thing. Amen. Praise the Lord. But he said, a key cannot what? Use itself. If you put a key here, the key cannot what? Begin to use itself. It will need what? It will need a hand. Amen. It will need a hand to operate that key. And he said that hand must be a hands of faith. Must be a hands of faith. He said, like this microphone, he said it is mute. Unless someone speaks right through it before you can hear a sound. Amen. And then the prophet gave another example about the preaching of the gospel. He said, it is not ourselves as ministers. We are not the gospel. But we are only transmitters that transmit the voice of God through our agency of men as we are the bearers. Praise the Lord. So, he said, only one hand that can operate this key, and that hand must be a hand of faith. And he said, there are many things. Then the prophet started to bring in a lot of things that has what? You got to get the key to use them. Praise the Lord. So he started, he said, there is something like the key to knowledge. The key to knowledge. Knowledge, there is what? A key to knowledge. And he said, the key to knowledge is for a man to do what? To stay by his books. You receive knowledge through what? Through your books. Amen. And through what? Learning. And he said, no one can learn someone. No one can learn you. But someone can teach you. Amen. But the learning is how to be you yourself to learn. To get the key to the knowledge. Praise God. So no one can learn you unless you yourself learn. So you see that faith cometh by what? Hearing the word of God. Amen. So he said the only way that can be done, he has to have to catch the key, is that something in there has to unfold, to reveal him to knowledge that he is seeking. Yes, sir. But the thing is that, see, some people don't get it. Amen. Amen. No matter how much you teach the person, no matter how much he learns, the thing can never go. Amen. Praise the Lord. Yay. No matter. Even go and bring the great Gamaliel to teach him or her. It will never go. Praise the Lord. And so what scripture can we bring it here? He said, to some people it is not given. To some people it is not given. And so the Bible says, just like what Isaiah prophesied. He said, hearing they will hear, but they will not understand. And seeing they will see, but they cannot what perceive. So it is not for what? For some people. It is not given to some people, but to others, oh, praise the Lord. It is given for them to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God. Brethren, he said, just like someone trying to learn how to play the piano, Said, you know, someone who stayed on this, he can never bring the keys together. No matter. See, teachers, teach them. Let's just read some. Let me just read. He said, and there are people like who try to play a piano. They don't know just how they do it. But they could go there and the teacher might take lessons after lessons and they will never learn it. They just cannot hold that key to that mystery. Praise God. So to some people it is given, some people it's not given. And then he talked about the key to mathematics, the key to math. Oh, the students, they know already that there are many keys to open problems that are given on you to you in mathematics. There are what? Formulas, which are what? The key to open to get what? The right answer. And so you see, key is what? Everywhere. And then he talked about what? Electric light. As a scientific breakthroughs, they looked for the key to what? To many things. And one of them is what? The electric light. He said, I believe one man called Thomas Edison, he said, this man had a knowledge that he could make electric light. Now, brethren, now let's begin to get in deep now here. Now this man, something deep seated in him that he can make what? The electric light. Praise the Lord. So he started to do what? Brethren, that is what? As Christians, amen. The unseen, that's faith. You don't see it. Faith is what? A substance of things hoped for. The evidence of things not seen. That's faith. The key to open something. Amen. He has never seen it, but yet he can picture that there could be something like this. Oh, praise God. That's what we as Christians, our faith must be, that something that we don't see, we can say that we have it. Amen. And he is what? Our high priest, seated on the right hand of God, making intercessions of our own confessions. He makes them good. If only you confess that, yes, this, I have gotten it. Amen. Amen. Then he looked at your faith. Then you receive it. So this man said, there must be what? A way to invent what? Light. Electric bulb. And the prophet said, this man will never sleep. He said he wouldn't even go to bed in the night. Oh, yes, sir. A true believer who wants something from God will always throw himself into desperation through the night praying unto God. Amen. Amen. He resigned himself and put himself into that condition. So painful. This man will not sleep. Stayed all the night. And he said, even if he is hungry, he will be holding his what? His sandwich in one hand. And still be what? And still be studying. Oh, praise the Lord. And he said, he wouldn't even go to bed at night. He would take a sandwich in his hand and eat his meal and sit there and figure and work somewhere way back. In his mind, something told him he could do it. Oh, yes, sir. Oh, brethren, that's the way how we got to throw ourselves into. That we create and believe that we can receive it. Create and what? Bring it to life. Amen. And here, we see people like what? Joshua and Caleb. Where's doubt? Where's the look at what? They don't look at the outside things, but they look to what? Christ. They look to God. When the 10 elders say, oh no, we can't. These two said, we can. Amen. We can. Though they are like giants, but they are just worth bread. That's faith. They look so mighty, but they are bread. Their defenses are what? Are departed from them. They have no defense. We can run over them. Let us go and possess the land.
Amen.
Oh, praise God. Joshua and Caleb. That's what we are looking for. And I believe that's what we are. Pressing on towards that mark. This man was pressing on towards a goal. Pressing on towards a mark. He wanted to achieve it no matter how. Amen. Brethren, that's the key. Hallelujah. If we would be able to lift up our faith onto that height, pressing on towards a mark. My brother, my sister, let's put a goal, a mark somewhere this year. As we have started a year, let's put a mark somewhere and run towards that mark. Let's put a goal that this goal must be what? Accomplished in my life this year. Like this man said, there must be a way to what? To bring a bulb, a light like this. Let's put a mark somewhere. Let's put a goal. Let's put ourselves into a challenge and believe that our high priest, he's always there to make intercessions. Amen. He's always there to make intercessions. He will not fail us because he has never failed. So this man, it came to pass. He was able to break through. Praise God. Then the prophet gave another example of a comic writer. A comic writer. He said this man thought that he had a talent to write comic stories. Praise the Lord. So he went to an editor. He said he was living in Kansas. So he went to a very big newspaper, the editor, and said, if we could employ him, we would be writing what? Comics into what? Into the newspaper. So he presented some, what do we call it? Some thesis for the man, for the editor to look at. The editor looked at it and said, sir, you just haven't got it. Mm-mm. There's no need for you trying. You can't do it. The editor, who is he? Mr. Doubts that you can't do it.
Yes.
Tell Doubts to go behind you this year.
Yes.
Oh, praise God.
Yes.
The editor said you can't do it.
Yes.
Mm. He said he went several times. And several times he went, this editor turned him back. But what do we see here? He was persevering.
Hallelujah.
We need perseverance this year. He was persevering. This man will send him out, he will go back the next day. Send him out, he will go back the same day, the next day. Persevering.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
And that reminds us of what? That woman of Canaan that had her daughter sick. And he said, today, as long as I've heard about this man that can heal all manner of diseases, I'm taking my daughter to her. And the prophet said, right from home, he had what? Obstacles and hindrances. They told her, look, you are a Samaritan and he's a Jew. He will never listen to you. That's where what the hindrance, the obstacle started. But those things could not stop this woman. And we all know the story. When he finally even got to where Jesus was, Jesus' own disciples tried to what? Discourage her. They told Jesus, Jesus, this woman is disturbing, send her away. This woman persevered. Till Jesus himself tried, the prophet said, tried to discourage her. Jesus himself not even tried, he discouraged her. That I never came because of you people, you dogs. Praise God. And the woman said, yes, I'm a dog. Amen. But master, you know, dogs, when the master eats from the table, the ones, the crumbs that falls on the ground, the dogs also eat. So hallelujah. Amen. So never a faith have I ever seen. Praise God. And he told the woman, he said, according to what you will, let it be done. Amen. And so now it is the woman that is going to say, my daughter, you are healed. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Jesus never said, bring the daughter. And Jesus never healed. Jesus never put hands upon that little girl. He said, according to your faith, amen, let it be as what you will. Amen. Amen. So I see the woman now said, hey, my daughter, in Jesus' name, you are healed. Amen. Perseverance. This editor was what? Was trying, doing everything to discourage her. He said, this man now went to other places. The same. He was turned back. He was turned away. Till. Oh, hallelujah. Let's read that. He said, till. He said, but yet, he believed he could do it. You see, the prophet said, that is the way. He got something in his hand. Hands of faith. He got something in his hands. And finally, he got the job of writing some little scripts. For, I believe, an editorial or something for a church. You see? A church. Praise God. Amen. My brethren, see, he was looking for something very high. Said one of the biggest what? At the newspapers in Kansas. They refused him. Very big job. They refused him. But now, he had this humble, amen, job in a church to write all these comics in the editorials. Oh, praise the Lord. So when he got this job, said he rented what? A garage for his office. And that garage was full, was what? Infested with what? Mice. Rats. Infested. But whilst he was there, he began to what? See a particular mouse. He was watching that mouse all the time. The way how he behaves and does things. Oh, praise God. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. He said that was the beginning of what? What they call today what? Mickey Mouse. Praise the Lord. And now it became what? A millionaire. He became a millionaire. Mickey Mouse. Looking at, see where God placed him. See, the base things God uses. Amen. The weak things God uses to confound things that are mighty. Yes, so, brethren, when we miss, see, most of the time when we are looking for job, oh, it's true, we are looking for what? Real good jobs. Oh, praise the Lord. Air-conditioned rooms. Oh, with soft sofas, praise the Lord, with very big chair, table and chair, that you can roll this way, roll that way, roll that way. That kind of office we are looking for. Praise the Lord. Big, big place. My brethren, if you lose it, look, never worry. God has a place for you. Rather turn your attention and say, Lord, I know. You have taken me through my education. I've gotten my qualification. I know you got to provide a place for me. And that place, no one can take it from me. Praise the Lord. So as many that are looking for jobs this year, in the name of Jesus Christ, let's double our faith. Let's triple our faith. Let's 100-fold all believe unto the Lord. Praise the Lord. Just believe that you have received it. Yes. But meanwhile, see, when you are asking, look at the scripture also. It said, ask something that wouldn't be a thing that you want to what? Consume it upon your own lust. For that, God will never sanction it. Many a time, we are looking for something. Then you begin to picture, you see, when I get this job, when I get this thing, oh my. The first thing, that car, I will buy that car, you know. I'll begin to do this. I'll begin to see, consuming it upon your own lust. It will not happen. Amen. Praise God. He said, we ask and we receive not because we want to consume it upon our own lust. But if we will what? Ask that the Lord himself, what he has ordained with all humility. Praise God. And the first thing, oh Lord, like we heard during the Christmas sermons, a vow. Oh Lord, if you are able to do this for me, oh, I give this to your glory. Amen. Amen. Not what you see. You are talking about your own self first. How can it happen, my brother? Say, Lord, if you, when the Lord grants me, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. All for yourself. No, sir. But what you can do for God, he's looking at that. Amen. So, brethren, this man, he said, and he rented himself a little rat or a mice-infested garage where the mice was running all over the place and everything in his sheets. And he got noticing a peculiarity of a certain little mouse. Amen. Mickey Mouse. The children, have you been watching that Mickey Mouse? Praise the Lord. I believe people are watching the Mickey Mouse. Praise God. Yes. Truly, Lord, let's confess. People watch. Oh, praise God. Yes. It's quite interesting. He's just a treacherous little mouse, eh? Very treacherous. He and whom? The other guy, what's the name? Mickey Mouse and is it a cat or what? Praise the Lord. Let's Jerry, something like that. Let's go on. Now, let's look at another example the prophet gave. He said, when polio struck the nation, polio is what? Sickness. He said, we were all commanded now to get this vaccine to stamp it out. Polio was what? Killing. When it started all over the U.S., it was killing people. And they were trying to look for the vaccine to save life. Amen. And he said, they wanted what, but science taught, if there is such an evil as polio, there surely is something to counteract it. Science taught that if there is some evil by the name polio, there must be what? A vaccine that can what? Counteract it. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. Are you seeing the spiritual matter here? Amen. Amen. All that we know is that the devil does what? He does pervert. Hallelujah. His work is perversion. If there is perversion, then there is what? The perfecting. Amen. Amen. If there is perversion, there is perfection. Because there must be a perfection for the enemy to pervert. Praise the Lord. And so any perverted thing, there is what? A perfection somewhere. The science said, if there is this evil polio, then there must be a vaccine that what? Can counteract it. My brother, that's it. Any trouble, anything that is bringing you down, it is from the enemy. There must be something there that can lift you up. Amen. Amen. If something is bringing you down, there must be something also that can lift you up. Amen. He said they fought. They stood on the streets with their boots, those firemen, and put on their hat, and they begged, and they boomed. They done everything, trying to find the key to unlock the door to liberty. And finally, one Christian gentleman by the name Salk found the vaccine. Amen. And he had to be a Christian.
Amen.
Amen. He found the vaccine. There was an evil at stake. There was a killer at stake. There must be a key somewhere that could unlock freedom again of man. And Salk vaccine was a great treatment. Oh, what the key can do. The vaccine was brought forth and now is stamping out polio with this vaccine because it was never tiring. Listen to it. It was never what? Tiring. Oh, my brother, do you feel tired of what? Seeking God?
No.
Amen. There was no tiring. They were what? Persevering. They were persisting. They were still continuing to find the vaccine. They never gave up. Amen. Brethren, Christians, believers, never ever let us ever give up. Don't give up. Amen. A Christian doesn't give up.
Amen.
A believer doesn't give up.
Amen.
Science, even science, they never gave up.
Amen.
Until they found a vaccine to counteract what? Polio. What about the Christian? The prophet said, never give up. That key laid somewhere. The key to your problems, the key to all what you are looking for is lying somewhere. Said they were determined to find it. That's the way how we got to be. And the prophet said, if there is such an evil as polio, diphtheria, smallpox, yellow fever, tetanus, lockjaw, and so forth, that science, these evils, had been able to fight day and night till they found the inoculation for it, because it is evil, it is a killer, how much more is there a key to salvation for a man that is in prison over a house of sin? Amen.
Amen.
There is a key somewhere. So there is a key to that door to liberate man. So even anything that usually besets us, there is a key.
Amen.
To bring us out. So there it is. There is a key to every situation. There is an answer. Amen.
Amen.
Then the prophet read our second scripture that we read. He said, I am the door.
Amen.
Amen. I am the door. He said, not a door. Listen to it. Not a door, but I am
Amen.
The door.
Amen.
Not a door,
Amen.
But the door.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. The only door. I am the way.
Amen.
The only way. The truth.
Amen.
And the life. And no man cometh unto the Father but by me. Amen. No man can come unto the Father but what? But by me. I am the door to the sheepfold. And all that comes before me, they are all what? Enemies. They are thieves. And they are robbers. Anyone, anything that is what? Not coming in the way of God is from the devil. It's an enemy. I am the door to the sheepfold. He said, he is the door. He is the door to salvation. There is not another name given under heaven whereby you must be saved, only through that name of Jesus Christ. Amen. That's the only name. He said, not what? No church, no denomination, no creed, no doctrine of anything. Only through Jesus' name. That is the key. So no wonder he said on the day of Pentecost, amen. When, you know, Jesus, when, you know, already Jesus told Peter that blood and flesh have not what revealed this thing unto you. But my Father which is in heaven has revealed these things to you. Said, upon this I will build my church. Upon this I will build my church. Upon this revelation I will build my church. And the gates of hell can never prevail against it. I will give you the keys to the kingdom. Praise the Lord. And so that day, when people from 17 different nations, they were hearing their own language from these folks, from these Hebrew folks, and they know them as their common fishermen. They've never traveled before. But they were hearing their word, their language. How come? Can we hear? I can hear. The Croatian man can hear the Croatian language. The Slovakian can hear Slovakia. The Nigerian can hear Nigeria. The Congolese can hear the Congo language. Praise the Lord. What is this? What is happening? Praise God. And the prophet said, they were looking for what? The key. Amen. They were looking for what? The key. And Peter had the key. And the key to it was that, was what? Repent. Amen. The key to what was happening was what? Repent. First thing. Repent and be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and ye shall receive what? For the remission of sins. And ye shall receive the gifts of what? The Holy Spirit. Amen. Then you can be like us also. That's the key to salvation. Brethren, this is the time, as the prophet said, we have baptized many people who don't believe. Amen. Brethren, we've entered a new year, a new calendar year. He said, don't consider the things of old. Don't consider the things of the past. Amen. Amen. And I, God, will do a new thing. Amen. In your life. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Let us what? All what had been our weakness in the year that is gone. Brethren, let it go. Never look back, said, as Paul said, I don't look at the things that are behind, but I look forward, amen, and press on. Amen. towards that mark for the excellency in the knowledge of my Lord Jesus Christ. Brethren, things that has beset us. Brethren, it's something that is gone. It's yesterday. We are in today. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So, brethren, as the prophet said, we have baptized many people who don't believe. My brother, let us re-examine ourselves. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's re-examine ourselves. There is a key to it. Amen. And the key, we can what? Now, make that right thing to turn a new life. Not to turn another page. Because we turn another page in the same story. But to turn a new life. So Lord, this year, I won't look back. I'm not considering the things of old. Yes, I failed here, there. Confess it. I failed in this way. This is where I knew I went wrong. But Lord, I don't want to go back to it. Give me the key. I need a key now, Lord. And I know you are the key. Take me, Lord Jesus. Open the door for me. And all those things that besets me, I lock them up. The key. Amen. I bind them and throw them into the bottomless pit. The seal of forgetfulness. The Lord has already placed our sins there. Amen. Said now, Jesus is the door to all these things. Jesus is the door to all these things. And faith is the key that unlocks the door. Amen. Faith is the key that unlocks the door. And Jesus is the door to all these promises of God. Faith in his finished work unlocks every door to every treasure. There is inside the kingdom of God. He said, you see it? There are treasures, my brethren, that has been stored for you and me. Praise the Lord. Faith is the key that unlocks every promise he makes. The key of faith does that. Faith in his finished work. Hallelujah. Is this the key that I'm speaking on?
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. He said, then the prophet started to bring in what? Hebrews 11. We all know already. Oh, hallelujah. The heroes of faith.
Hallelujah.
The heroes of faith. Hebrews chapter 11. Said it was a key to the door that stopped the mouth of what? Lions. Let's look at what? Daniel. For a while. Praise the Lord. Daniel. Let's look at him. We know he was in captivity. In Babylon. But listen. He said, he never defiled himself. Amen. He never defiled himself. That's the key. Praise the Lord. Though where he was, all around him, unbelievers, things that were going on were what? Were not of God. And we know already, till even the food that has been what? Given to the idols. Said, I will never eat.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. He never defiled himself. That's the key to it. Now we are living in a world. This is our Babylon where we are living in. This is not our place. We are just passing through. We are pilgrims. Praise the Lord. So one thing, if we can stop the mouth of lions, We got to find favor in the sight of God. That we will not defile ourselves. Amen. With the things of this world. He said it was the key to the door that stopped the mouth of lions. And then he said it was the key, faith, that unlocked the prison houses. Amen. Even if we find ourselves in some spiritual prisons, there is the key. Amen. It was faith, the key of faith, that quenched the violence of what? The violence of fire. Oh my. Brethren. It looks as if it's just a story. But the Bible is not a fable story. Amen. Praise God. It is the real truth. Amen. Amen. People believe in God till they were ready to go into what? A burning fire. Brethren, let's look at it. It's a challenge. Amen. Amen. It's a challenge. Amen. To a furnace of fire. Because they never wanted to what? Deny, denounce whom they believed. Amen. They never want to denounce him. My brother, it's not what we say. Yes, definitely, we will never use our mouths to denounce Christ. We will never do it. Praise the Lord. Yes, we will never do it. That any of us seated here can just say that, I don't believe in Jesus Christ. No, sir, no one can say that. But my brother, the prophet said, your actions, your life speak so loud I can't hear your voice. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. So it's not what you say, but the life. So your life speaks so loud. Your action, your everything speaks so loud that I can't hear your voice. So your voice that you are saying that, I believe God, I believe God. He doesn't hear that one. Your life speaks louder. Amen. Amen. So it is by our lives that we denounce him. Amen. Killing Jesus Christ afresh again by our lives. Brethren, let's watch these things. Let's watch these things. You may think that it's not difficult. It's only when you yourself wanted to do it, then it's really difficult. But if you surrender, if you surrender to him, then it's he that is working in you. It's no more you. It's him. My brother, every day I go to examine myself. Where I've done something wrong, brother, I had to really kick myself really hard. Tear myself. Say, Lord, forgive me. Amen. Amen. It's by that same faith they escaped the edge of the sword. Amen. By that same faith they brought the dead back to life again. Amen. It was faith, the key of faith in the living God. Yes. Faith in the living God. And so he said, that hand, that man, that woman, who can take that key of faith, can unlock every promise of God. Let us unlock all those doors that are what? Locked up where our treasures are behind. Brethren, this year, let's take that. It has to take a hand to hold the key. A hand of faith. Praise the Lord. Oh, to open every door and let the treasures of God, the riches of God, the blessings of God come and what? Overflow. Yeah. Amen. Hallelujah. Pressed together. Shaking. overflowing till we will have no place to keep them. They are there. Amen. They are there. Brethren, if that woman who takes that key of faith can unlock every promise God made. But if you haven't got the key, you are just what? Probing. Just be probing. See, if it is not, if you haven't got the right key, you are opening the door. You just probe. It will never open. But if you get the right key, amen. He said, any correct made key has levers. See, the lever, how to respond. The Holy Spirit, how to respond. Praise the Lord. That can what? Every, it can open every door. Oh, and Christ is the door. And it takes that Holy Spirit. Amen. Now, coming to the church. He said, oh, if the church only possess the keys, if the church only possess that key of faith, we could unlock any door, any sickness, any plague, any case that there is. It could be unlocked to us if we could only possess this key. This man had the key to his calling. Amen. What the church needs tonight is not an education. What the church needs tonight is not the denomination. What the church needs tonight is not creed. What the church needs tonight is the key to the scriptures, the door, which Christ is the door. He is the word. Faith is the word of the living God. Musicians start coming, and that unlocks every door. God, give us that key. Amen. Give us that key, Lord. Amen. Amen. Give us that key. Praise the Lord. Amen. And the prophet read this, Hebrews 12. He says, seeing that we are compassed about with such great clouds of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the unbelief that does so easily besets us. Amen. For heavens and earth will pass away, but God's word will never pass away. So hold the key, faith in the word, and every bit of faith that you believe, and don't doubt. Amen. So don't doubt one speck. You can unlock every door that stands between you and the blessings that God has for you. Amen. God has blessings for us. May God help us to have the keys. It's my prayer. Let us bow down our heads for a word of prayer. I'm just reading from the prophet. He said it. And let us do it that way. Oh, wonderful Jesus. How we thank you, Lord, tonight. That you have presented yourself, Lord, to us tonight. That you are the door. You are the key. Lord Jesus, we've heard your word tonight. We ask, Lord Jesus, in our weakness, that, Lord, you strengthen us, O Lord. We are weak.
Hallelujah.
But thou art strong.
Amen.
Lord, we depend upon you tonight, Lord. We wait upon you tonight, Lord. Looking at your word that assures us that they that wait upon you, they shall renew their strength.
Amen.
They shall mount up with wings. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. We seek that tonight, Lord.
Amen.
We seek your favor tonight, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We seek your help, Lord, tonight. We seek your strength, Lord, tonight.
Amen.
Oh, help us, Lord Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
We lay our weaknesses, Lord, tonight.
Amen, Lord.
On the altar. The Lord, let your power, your strength, strength now. Come. And Lord, take a place in us. And restore us, Lord Jesus, once again. The power of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
The Lord, our life, Lord, will be a detecting, Lord Jesus, be a transformation whereby, Lord, we will bear the fruits that will glorify your name.
Amen.
Lord, help us, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Help us. We are believing by faith tonight. We are looking at your word. The Lord Jesus, there is nothing, oh God, that we is greater than the word that, Lord, you have given to us. The key to everything. And Father, tonight, in the name of Jesus Christ, with that same key, we lock up all our troubles.
Amen.
All the devils.
Hallelujah.
All the doubts.
Yeah.
All the work of Satan.
Thank you, Lord.
All the world, we lock them up.
Amen. Yes,
we bind them in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And Father, we look for Lord. We believe the Lord Jesus tonight. We have been relieved, Lord.
Amen.
From the hands of the enemy. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We give you all the glory. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Amen. How many love him?
Hallelujah.
Oh, Lord, we thank the Lord. Let's sing tonight and glorify his name. Let's worship him. Let's worship him.
In the eyes of my God, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you.
I want to see you, Lord.
I want to see you, Lord.
Oh,
oh, oh. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Oh, Lord, open the eyes of my heart, I want to see you, I want to see you, Lord. To see you high and lifted out of us, oh, shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love as we sing, holy, 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 oh, holy, holy, holy,
oh, we sing, holy,
holy, holy, holy.
Has already opened our eyes. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
The eyes of our heart. So our heart is open to him. Lord, come in now.
Hallelujah.
And take your place. Amen. That it will never be any more us, but it will be you in us doing your own work. Amen. To thy own glory.
Something keeps holding me.
Tired of this life, we're getting stronger. Oh, the pull I felt was more than I could bear. And I was on the verge of giving over. Helping me faithfully to overcome my trials, guiding me constantly, giving me victory. It's a reality, something is holding me. Temptation of his desire to steal away my fear. But I found in time the revelation, the strength I need to keep me by his word. To overcome my trial, guiding me constantly, oh, giving me victory. Oh, it's a reality, oh, something is holding me. Give me faithfully to overcome my trial.
Precious Heavenly Father, what a nice way to begin this year with, O Lord.
Amen.
How, Lord, you have gathered at thy feet this moment, Lord, and how, Lord, in no doubt your spirit has come down, Lord.
Amen.
And Lord, you have spoken to our hearts, Father, and you have opened the eyes of our hearts, Lord.
Amen.
And you have shown us the key, O God, and you have given us the key, Father.
Amen.
How, Lord, we thank you tonight, Father, for your grace. How we appreciate your goodness, Lord, and your kindness unto us, O God. Jesus. Lord, we look back, Lord, at last year, Father, the things that so easily beset us, O God.
Amen.
And how we pray tonight, Lord, that, Lord, we shall shut them up, O God.
In Jesus'
name. And lock them away.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
That this year, Lord, we look up unto you alone. This year, Father, we rest upon thy loving arms alone.
Amen.
This year, Lord, we depend upon thy grace alone.
Yes, Lord.
Come and take preeminence, Father.
Yes, Lord.
That it shan't be us, Lord, but it will be you, Lord.
Amen.
It won't be our effort anymore, Lord,
yes,
but it will be thy grace, O God.
Amen.
O Heavenly Father, We desire that, Lord, we shall hold our hands, Lord, and we shall order our footsteps.
Amen.
That throughout this year, Lord, you shall go ahead of us.
Amen.
The victory shall
Hallelujah.
Be ours.
Yes, Lord.
The devil sees that time is no more for him, Lord.
Amen.
Seeing that, Lord, everything is coming to an end, Father.
Yes.
He's doing that all that he can, so God, to carry so much people with him, Father. But Lord, you have opened our eyes.
Amen.
Oh, Heavenly Father, may you guide us throughout this year, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We will dedicate our lives into your hands.
Amen.
May you defend us, oh Lord. And may you go before us, Father.
Yes,
may you fill our hearts with love.
Amen.
Love, oh Lord.
Amen.
The Lord, we shall rest upon your hand alone, Father.
Yes, Lord.
Help us not to turn our eyes back, Father, Lord, like Lot's wife did. But Lord, we shall look ahead.
Amen.
We shall open our eyes, Lord. We shall open our ears, Lord,
yes.
and hear thy callings, O God.
Amen.
We pray, Father. We know that, Lord, when we ask, you shall surely grant it, Father.
Yes.
For your word tells us, Lord, that when we ask, you shall give it unto us, Lord.
Amen.
And we are asking in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Our prayer, Lord, is that you shall hold our hands
Amen.
And continue the journey with us, Lord.
Amen.
We pray, Heavenly Father, and commit our brothers who are not here into your hands, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Wherever they are, Lord, let your grace abide with them.
Amen.
We pray, remind you of our brother Denzel, Lord God.
Yes,
we
Lord
thank
Jesus.
You for the victory,
oh,
Lord.
Amen.
We thank you for the healings, Lord.
Amen.
We thank you for Hallelujah. Granting him saved lives, oh God.
Amen.
Oh, Heavenly Father, the rest is in your hands, Lord. That you shall grant him a speedy recovery, Lord.
Yes.
That he shall join us together, we pray, Father. For our pastor who is not here in the family,
yes.
we lift them up before you, Lord.
Jesus
Let
name.
Your grace be with them as well, O God.
Amen.
We pray for your servant, Lord, who, Lord, you have used to bless us tonight, Lord. Lord, may you replenish him, Father.
You.
May you refresh him, O God.
You.
May you strengthen him, Father, Lord.
You.
We pray tonight as we live here, O God. We are not living your holy presence, Father. Let your presence go with us.
Amen.
Wherever we shall find ourselves, Lord, let your glory be upon us, O God. We pray, Father, for our brothers and sisters who have come all the way from Italy to visit us, Lord. Oh, God of
Amen.
Heaven, that you shall bless them, O God.
Amen.
Grant them speedy recovery, O God, even, Lord, to the purpose that they came here for, Father. Grant their heart desire, O God.
Amen.
And they shall leave this
Amen.
Country with memories. And when they go, they shall confess that they join the holy children of the living God and they bless them together, Father.
Amen.
Thank you so much. Thank you for your goodness into our lives. That if you do tarry, Lord God, and Friday is ours, bring us together again, and we shall give you the glory, Lord. We have asked in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We will pray with thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen. Amen. God richly bless you, brother. Just to remind, Friday there is no service, but rather we are coming on a special prayer meeting on Saturday. Praise the Lord. Oh, Richie, bless you. Let's sing the last song.
Come out, come in, come up. Come out, come in, come up.
Come in, come up. The spirit of Elijah turns us back. Drink of this rock, you will never thirst again. The Spirit and the Bride say, come here, let me. What the Spirit said to the church. Never fear, come and drink of this rock, you will never thirst again, the Spirit and the Bride say come,
come on,
come on, come in, come on. Turns us back. is calling from heaven. Come out of her, my people. Be not partakers of her sin. Her sins are forgiven. God sees her iniquity. Turns us back.